You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes piña coladas, but hates getting caught in the rain, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome from Madison. We are live in Madison tonight from State Street, overlooking the beautiful state capitol and the goings-on on the streets below. So much activity here tonight. Lots going on. The students are getting ready for finals, as I understand it. The Wisconsin Film Festival is still going strong. There's a championship basketball game tonight, and it's cold. Conrad, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. You know, I talking about basketball, how are you doing after Duke lost? I know you're really a big fan of
that. Oh, my God, that was so great. Here's what a perfect day I had on Saturday. Okay, so I'm at the Wisconsin Film Festival, introducing films, hosting Q&As, seeing as many films as I can in between all that. Saturday, I hosted a Q&A, which was phenomenal. I'll talk about that in a moment. And then I saw a terrific film at the Barrymore Theater. And then I saw another great film. I'm starving, so I go back to my hotel room. I get some food from one of my favorite joints on State Street, and I make it back in time to see the last minute of Houston and Duke. And it was like all I needed to see.
Yeah.
Like, it was so great to see Duke. Not that they, I don't know, would you call it a choke?
30 seconds left, and they had a six-point lead or something like that. And
it kind of was a choke, right?
It was.
But it was like the whole team.
Yeah. And especially Cooper Flagg. I mean, he's a great athlete and everything, but that last shot was kind of selfish, and I didn't like that shot he took.
I don't know, man. I thought it had I had visions of Christian Laettner hitting that shot we've all seen 100 yeah. times. And I thought, and he had a pretty good look. I mean, he was 10 feet from the hoop and he's this All-American. He might go first or second or whatever in the draft. And I thought, oh, he's going to hit this and they're going to have like 2 or 3 seconds left. And he missed it. And I'm not used to seeing Duke crumble like that. It was great.
I was about to say the same thing. It was great.
Yeah. And not that it's like revenge for 2015 against the Badgers, but it was really, even without that, I was happy to see Duke lose. And I'm not proud of that, but a lot of it plays into the Badgers. And I know they have a kid from Wisconsin on the team?
Yeah, the same name as me.
Oh, that's right.
Is he
a senior?
Conknipple. No, he's a freshman. He played for Wisconsin Lutheran when he was in Wisconsin for high school, yeah.
And somebody told me he was at the game in 2015 wearing a Badgers jersey.
He was.
Against Duke.
Yep.
And he went to Duke. What the heck?
I don't know.
I was happy to see Duke. That was great.
I mean, it's
not just that, though. I like the Houston team. They play defense. They're active, and they're all over the place. And I think they're really well coached.
Yeah.
I really like Calvin Sampson. I think he's a great coach.
Yeah, I'm rooting for Houston all the way.
Same. It'll be good. I'll either be watching that game or I'll be watching my first Russ Meyer movie at the Wisconsin Film Festival. I've never seen one. They're kind of campy. At the time they were considered like kind of sexy, but now it's just probably total camp. But I'm going to go out possibly to the Flix Brewhouse tonight.
Yeah.
Check in on the Nightlight beer.
There you go.
Which they're serving there. Hazed on radio. Thanks to Brewmaster Dave Hansen. I'll see Dave out there tonight. Check in on the beer, maybe see my first Russ Meyer movie, and hopefully get back in time for the end of the game. So should be another fun night here in Madison. But it's just been great. But let's set the show up. We got a great show. Madison-based comic Johnny Beaner will be here at 6:35. Johnny's coming into the studio. He's been on the show before. He's been in studio with me before, and he's a lot of fun to have on the show. We'll have some laughs, talk about comedy, and you got that bit of his I want to play?
Yeah, yeah.
Love that joke. We'll play that when Johnny's here. And we're going to give Johnny a comedian quiz. I'm going to see if he can guess which comedians I'm talking about when I give him a couple clues. So it's another Nightlight quiz. That'll be fun when Johnny's here. And then at 7:20, another Madisonian drops by the studio. I work that in there so casually. Like, it's just people coming in, hanging out, and leaving when actually it's a lot of scheduling that takes place. And it's kind of a headache, but it's nice when you have them committed. Victoria Davis will be here. And Victoria and Johnny will be make a great show tonight. Victoria's going to talk to us about kids' horror films, which I find that'll be a really interesting topic, because on Friday when we did the show here, the question of the night was, what's your favorite scary movie? So Victoria wrote an article recently about a scary movie geared towards kids, and we'll talk about that. We'll talk about fun Madison restaurants she's written about, and just a lot of fun. It's going to be a great night here at Nightlight. So every time we come to Madison, we have fun. And Conrad is holding down the fort in Green Bay. Looks like you've really tidied up the place. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Looks cleaner than when I'm there. The WGBW sign is sparkling, baby.
Yeah, I went. I grabbed some towel and some spray
some
and
wipes.
Just went crazy on it.
Gave it a once over. So this is kind of fun too. And I thought, since I'm going out tonight to check on and sample Nightlight, the Nightlight inspired beer, Hazed on Radio at Flicks Brewhouse in Easttown Mall during the Wisconsin Film Festival. What they do is they have the first 4 days are kind of all downtown here. They use the Barrymore, a lot of other venues on campus and around here. And then for the week, it kicks out to Flicks Brewhouse. And there's still a ton of movies showing out there. It's a great place to see a movie. I've seen two movies there. And I don't even live in town. It's just worked out that way. And it's a beautiful, state-of-the-art everything theater. So I'm going to pop out there later, check in on Sample, the Hazed on Radio, Nightlight-inspired beer, thanks to Dave Hansen, the brewmaster. And I will give my full review. Do you think I will ever give a bad review of a beer that someone made in honor of this show?
You know, probably shouldn't.
He could feed me like Rhinelander beer or Blatz or something. And I go, this is top-notch stuff, Dave. No, but he is a phenomenal brewmaster. They have so many great beers there. And it inspired tonight's question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What's your favorite beer? Pretty straightforward. What is your favorite beer? Now, this was inspired by the Nightlight beer, Hazed on Radio, out at Flicks Brewhouse here in Madison. However, it also happens to be, Conrad, you know where I'm going with this?
National Beer Day?
National Beer Day.
There we go.
It's pretty vague. Like, because beer is all different kinds of, like, they got fruity beers and IPAs and dark beers and lagers and, you know, all that stuff. This is vague. National Beer Day, so that's the question. It's very simple. Tell me your favorite beer, folks. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Text us on the app. Very easy to use. We're on statewide, so just click the little icon next to the station you happen to be listening on and let us know your favorite beer. And Conrad, can people get a hold of us on the stream? I'm curious. I ask this every night and I forget. So please give us the rundown.
Yeah, leave us a comment. We're on Facebook, WISS, WGBW, or Nightlight with Pichuaba. On YouTube, it's Civic Media or WGBW. And on Twitter, it is WGBW or Civic Media.
Get a hold of us any way you can, folks. But just get a hold of us because it's so much fun reading your texts on the radio. I would have to say my favorite beer. And again, I'm not really a beer guy. I'm going to think outside the box here because I haven't really been drinking at all in the last, let's say, 2 to 2.5 years. I've talked about this on the show a little bit. I discovered recently Blue Moon non-alcoholic beer. It's low in calorie, obviously very low in alcohol, and it has a very light, it's almost like a summer drink. But I'll suck a few of those down on the weekend. Those are pretty good. That's my that's my beer pick. Non-alcoholic. What about you?
This is tough. I was at X Golf, a simulator, this week in Appleton, and they have this new beer. It's called the Stillmonks beer, and it was on tap, and it's a specially made for the draft, and it's a honey ale lager.
Specially made for the NFL draft, which takes place in Green Bay.
Mall lager. Yes, I tried that, and it one of the best beers I've tried on tap in a while. But it will be Summer Shanty is my all-time favorite.
That's a good one too. I don't know if you remember this, about 5 years ago, Leinen Kugels put out a watermelon beer, and I tried it. And again, not a huge beer drinker, but I really liked it. And I never, a watermelon beer is very light, very summery, like the Shandy. And, I kind of forgot about that, but, Todd Michaels checks in on the stream and says Spotted Cow.
That's
no surprise there from the T-Man. I know he loves his Spotted Cow. And then he just put Con. I think he's trying to get your attention, Conrad.
So hello, Todd.
He might want to, he might want to give you a talking to right now. I don't know what's going on. Or he just wants your attention.
Yeah.
Sherry from Horicon says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. I don't drink alcohol, but I love raspberry iced tea. Okay. We'll take that. Sherry, I recommend the Blue Moon non-alcoholic. Or break your code and come on down to Flicks Brewhouse in Easttown Mall for a Hazed on Radio. So much fun down here at the film festival. I got the opportunity to host the Meet the Parents Q&A on Saturday. There was a showing that had about 300 people for this film that is 35 years old and sort of spawned a dynasty of Meet the Parents movies. And I was so happy for Greg Gliena, who was on the show Friday night with Jim Vincent. The two of them made the film in like 1989, and they got such big laughs. And the Q&A was great, and people asked phenomenal questions. It was so much fun watching this old classic with such a big crowd in a theater and seeing people respond to it so well. I also, Conrad, we had several people from the Wisconsin Film Festival on the show recently. Ethan Ogilby, who was on the show and wrote The Threesome, probably the best rom-com I've ever seen.
Wow.
It's good. And listen, that's not my favorite genre, but I've certainly seen my share of them. This movie, and when Ethan was on the show, he talked about a big twist about 20 minutes in. I'd say it comes about 30, 35 minutes in, but I was watching it with Greg. We went to the film and we're like, where's the big jaw-dropping moment? But it happens. And it's a great movie. Very well acted. Zoe Deutsch is great. Ruby Cruz is great. Thoughtful characters. One of them's like a fundamentalist Christian. And she just, you know, I can't say too much, but the characters are so well done. There were surprises all throughout it. Definitely check out The Threesome if you get an opportunity. It will definitely be coming to streaming at some point. Possibly even theaters, because they got a great cast. All right, we're going to read some texts when we come back. I'm going to tell you more about the Wisconsin Film Festival, and maybe I'll dance. You don't want to miss this, folks. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, live from Madison on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Nightlight, I am Pete Schwabe. We are coming to you from Madison, Wisconsin tonight, broadcasting statewide. Great to have you with me. Conrad, Todd says there is some still, is it still Mank or Mark?
It's still Monk, I think. Still Monk, I think
still
is how
Monk.
He's. Yes, I thought it was Stillman's for a while, but yeah, it's a great beer. I'm going to have to take
Stillman's
one of those.
Be better.
Take one of those for home.
For the game tonight. I don't understand why you put a product out with Still Monk. Just call it Stillman's or Still. Still beer. Would it be easier to market if you have a name that's easier to say?
I mean, the thing about making names is there's so many taken already, you know?
I guess so. That's probably a family name. They probably have the recipe in the family for centuries, and I'm like, change your name! Jerk. Well, I'll have to try that. That looks pretty good. Hey, I was on the Todd Albaugh show today. Todd is so much fun. And I regretted, you know, remember when he came on and made the popcorn pick of the week?
When he was in a tutu?
He had the pink tutu and a glass of scotch and a cigar and a cowboy hat. It was so great. But I got a suitcase. My wardrobe here is limited. So I walked in looking very, very plain. And I felt bad about that, but it was fun to be on the show. Also, a shout out to Aaron Zomers, who stuck around here to help me get set up tonight. And he is off to a movie night tonight. And speaking of movies, the Wisconsin Film Festival, folks, it has a few more days. We've got Milwaukee Film Festival coming up. We're going to be talking about that in the next week a little bit. That'll be fun. But this movie, A Road at Night, I was unable to attend it last night because I had to introduce a different film at another theater. But John Roach was at the party. John's been on the show, and he said he could not believe the response. I mean, if you sell out the Barrymore, the Threesome sold it out, basically, the movie The Threesome. And then I saw the Stones movie Saturday night, which I can't even say the title. It's too dirty for radio. And it really doesn't necessarily pertain to the movie. There's some dirty stuff in the movie. But it's mostly just a snapshot of the Stones backstage or playing pool during the day. And there's some great concert footage. There was a song, Stevie Wonder singing Satisfaction with Mick Jagger. And it was incredible. A young Stevie Wonder. It's worth a look. It's not a great movie, in my opinion. It's not even a great documentary. But the images they capture, it's pretty cool. And it's worth a look just because of what you're seeing and this moment in time of this great band. So I did dig that. But when the Barrymore sold out, that's something. And John's movie, A Road at Night, about Howard Moore, the Badger, who got in a horrible accident with his family, lost his wife and daughter in the accident. His son is fine and just started college, I guess, last semester. And Howard is not in great shape, but John says he's improving every day. He's still wheelchair bound and but I guess Rashad Griffith was at the screening last night at the Barrymore. A lot of former players and coaches. And he said there just was not a dry eye in the house. Folks, if you want to be proud of Wisconsin, and more specifically Madison, but definitely Wisconsin and UW, check out A Road at Night. They come across as such a family, the whole program. And you know what, Conrad? It made me hate Duke even more.
That they're probably so all happy that Duke lost that. Too.
Yeah. Another fun Wisconsin-based movie I saw was Friday night. Amy Landecker, who I guess went to high school in Madison, she made a film called For Worse about a divorced woman in her 40s dating a much younger guy at first. That's funny. And then she meets Bradley Whitford, who I guess she's married to in real life. That was kind of a nice film too. But I also had a chance to talk to Sean Hannish and Kelly Call, who were behind the Brewers documentary, Just a Bit Outside. And Sean is going to come back on the show, I think, Friday with some big news about the release of that on streaming. So we'll do that. And they were a lot of fun to talk to and really basking in the glow of this documentary they made that is incredibly popular. So it was all fun stuff. You know what? I did not get to see the Packer movie, though. The Japanese Packer fans. But I did see Craig at the party last night, the director, Craig Benzine, and he said he couldn't believe the laughs it got. So we'll have to look for that movie when that drops on streaming too. A lot of good stuff coming out of the Wisconsin Film Festival. Let's get to some texts. We get the question tonight. Our question is, what is your favorite beer? It's National Beer Day, folks. And we're celebrating the nightlight beer called Hazed on Radio, which you can get right now at Flick's Brewhouse. If you attend a movie there or Wisconsin Film Festival movies there, I'm anxious to taste it today or tomorrow myself. Bridget on the text line, she's in the 818, says Grandma Peg's favorite is Hams. Wow. You don't see, I'm surprised at that. And again, I don't know. I'm not disparaging. I don't know much about beer, but you just don't hear that about that beer much anymore.
Yeah.
They had great commercials though, back in the 70s and 80s. Let's see what else we have. Anna from Madison says, hi, Pete and Conrad. My favorite beer, Spotted Cow. Chalk one up for Todd's favorite, too.
Yep.
Todd says it is their last name, Stillmonk. So, it's a great name.
Yeah.
What would you call that? What kind of name do you think that is, ethnically?
I have no idea.
Maybe Irish? I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like Irish is the bottom of this. The way to go.
I'm going
to
Google it. Bridget says, Grandma Peg changed her mind. It's Chief Oshkosh beer. Oh, I've never heard of that.
I haven't either.
Good Wisconsin beer, though. Another theme, because we got Spotted Cow. Sherry likes a raspberry iced tea. Steve from Florida says, I have to agree with Conrad. Summer Shandy, a Wisconsin classic. Is it that old? I thought Summer Shandy was kind of a new thing.
No, it's been out for a while.
Has it? Okay.
It's just the best tasting beer in summer.
Yeah. Try that Blue Moon.
Oh,
I'm telling you.
I love Blue Moon.
Very refreshing. Paula, also from the 920, Conrad's mom, a.k.a. Conrad's mom, as you probably know her, says, I missed Spotted Cow since I can't get it in Florida. I do like to try craft beers, my favorite being red ales. See, I don't even know what that means. Like, I'm just not, I kind of know what IPA means and lager. What's a dark red ale?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know what the correct thing is, but it tastes good.
You know what? It's not only an embarrassment to yourself, Conrad, when you don't know what your mom is talking about. It embarrasses the show.
I know Spotted Cow.
Okay, all right. You just redeemed yourself. What's your favorite beer, folks? That is the question of the night here at Nightlight. Let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. As always, the phone lines are open. You can comment on anything we're talking about here tonight. Great fun coming up. Johnny Beaner will be here when we get done with the news. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe. Brian from Milwaukee says, O'Doul's a non-alcoholic beer. Okay, another non-alcoholic beer. I like that. Well done, Brian. He says, can't have alcohol due to health reasons. Oh, well, that still counts, though. I'll still give you props for, because I know people, honestly, Brian, I know people who have health reasons. That does not stop them from drinking alcohol. So at least you're taking your health seriously. John from Columbia County says, Huberbach out of Monroe, Wisconsin. Does that sound familiar, Conrad?
No, I've never heard of that one.
Okay. All right. We just learned about a new beer, John. Thank you. It is National Beer Day, folks. Let us know what your favorite beer is. Maybe we can ask our guest. Oh, Barb from Waukesha says Bud Light Lime. That's the one. Oh, yeah, they put the lime right in the bottle. That's kind of cool. That saves you getting like a sting when you have hangnails and you're cutting the lime. Keep those texts coming, folks. We'll read them on the radio as they roll in. We have a call. Let's introduce Johnny, and I want Johnny to be able to talk about this call. Yeah. Johnny Beaner is in the studio, folks. He's a Madison-based stand-up comedian, very funny, one of my favorites. He's here in the studio for the second time, right, John?
Second time in studio.
In studio.
Millionth time on the show.
At least.
I'm a regular.
Right. He's like our house band with no instruments. That's how crazy this is. So Johnny's here. We're going to talk to him about comedy a little bit. We're going to give John a comedy quiz, which I think will be fun. Ooh. And he's bravely admitted to taking part in it. Sure. It's not that tough, though. I think we'll be okay. But we'll find out what's going on with John. And let's take a call. This is Ollie from the North Woods, right, Con?
Yep.
All right, Ollie, what is going on tonight, my friend?
Well, I just wanted to say a couple of things. My favorite beer is root beer.
Nice. I like that. Now, the non-alcoholic kind?
Yep.
Is that for medical reasons?
but there is a new beer that I've heard on the Brewer Games that has either a tangerine or orange flavor to it. And okay. I thought that sounded very interesting. I might try that someday.
Was that Blue Moon, Ollie? Because that's a big.
I don't know for sure.
Okay.
When he mentioned Blue Moon, I thought, oh, that might be the maker of that.
It could
one.
Be.
It just sounded very, very good, very light and refreshing for the summer. And
the
my
perfect
favorite brand, though, is Leinenkugel's. One time years ago, I was at a garage sale. And I've always liked the Leinenkugel's Indian. And I happened to spy a Leinenkugel sign And the lady said that she had taken it off the corn crib in her car, in her farm, and it's just awesome. It was near Stone Lake, and it's just awesome and full of bullet holes. So obviously someone was taking pot shots at that old sign, but I bought it nonetheless.
That's really aggressive. I don't know why they would do that. Is that
because they Kid Rock?
Well, I suppose some young kids probably or something on the farm there, you know.
Oh, that's such a great country attitude. It was just some kids shooting guns. It wasn't a big deal. Ollie, thank you so much for the call as always. Have a great night.
Oh, okie doke. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Ollie's going to pour a Blue Moon or a line of Kugels and have a root beer chaser. That's fantastic. John, it's great to have you here. You drove in. You said, I love this, too. I said, how far away do you live? And you said 18 minutes. You didn't even go miles. You just went time. How much time is
right
this out of your
right
life?
Above the club, so I know. It's a drive I make often.
Because you work comedy on state.
Yes.
Quite often. Nice. How are you, man?
I'm great.
Yeah.
It's good to be here. Good to see
you. It's great to have you. Are you a beer drinker?
I do partake in beer, yes.
Okay.
For medical reasons.
Self-diagnosed, no right. doubt. But what is your
favorite? You know what? I'm not. Blue Moon, that's usually my go-to because every place has Blue Moon, but I'm not above saying to the bartender, do you have any fruited sours? I like beer that tastes yummy, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I'm with
I'm
you.
Not an IPA guy. Nope.
But like there are lighter IPAs, right? Like
I don't know. I didn't give them enough chance.
I didn't.
First one was bad, and I was like, nope, back to the fruity stuff.
Okay. Yeah. And the Spotted Cow I would put in that category. It's got like a fruity kind of.
They have what is it? Spotted Cow. What's the, who makes Spotted Cow again?
What is the, Conrad, what's the name?
New Glarus.
New Glarus, yeah. Yes. They have a raspberry tart. It's very good. They're expensive because it's like $10 for a 4-pack, they're so good.
But you know what? That's still cheaper than you pay in a bar.
Oh, yeah.
So you could justify it, I guess. Yeah. Because I do, like, when I'll buy, like, a 6-pack of Blue Moon non-alcoholic, and it's $10 for six. I mean, what is that, like a dollar something, 80, whatever, I don't know. But, I mean, I do it only, I only drink non-alcoholic beer on the weekends because I don't like to get too crazy.
You don't get too crazy.
No. So the last time I saw you, you were in Marinette. You did that charity, kids sports charity for me.
Yes.
I'm eager to know what you thought of my hometown, my adopted hometown. What did you think of the crowd? How do we compare to other Wisconsin audiences? Because we're a very small town, but we're a very proud town, John.
Well, let me ask you, is the crowd from that night a fair representative of the town? Because I don't know the town other than that night.
I would say the crowd that night drinks less than they do on a daily basis. No, I'm just kidding. That's a good, I mean, I think the people are fun loving and fun, but they do drink a lot and they can get a little mouthy. And sometimes you got to take somebody down, but no, they can get a little loud, but it's all in good. It was not like heckling. It just was kind of that table talk where it's like, oh, this guy's really funny. It's like, it's nice to hear, but can you keep it down? Yeah. That kind of thing, you know?
They were very, if I recall correctly, they were very friendly. There was we had no troublemakers. It was, you know, I just got the vibe that they were having a good time. There was no malicious intent or heckling during the show.
Right.
But everyone was, you know, there's a lot of very drunk people. vocally. But it was fun. It was, you know, that's one of those crowds where like you could tell they're having fun.
Yeah.
They're hard laughers. So it was, I liked
it. Right. Yeah. It's usually, I would say that was, you know, I do the show, it's like once a year and primarily, I would say typically they're very good crowds. I would say three times in the last 10 years, we've had a crowd that got kind of loud, but not heckling.
Yeah.
And even when there has been a heckler, it's like the guy who thinks he's helping.
Right.
He's trying to help you out, buddy. It's like, okay, that's who we paid to see. The guy at table three. Well, it was a fun night. John Egan was there, Jessica Phillips, and Gary did a guest set. It was just it was a fun night. So I thank you again for making
it. Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I'm still paying that off, by the way. I'm still $40 a month on PayPal to get you up there.
Well, that's how it works.
Remember, I almost didn't pay you.
I do. Yes, I do remember.
So here's what happened. After the show, John was staying with his father-in-law, who actually lives right in the area. Jessica had her family with her. She went back to the hotel, and I said, let's go get a burger. And so we went to the bowling alley. We went to the dome, and you ate. And we got up to leave, and I'm like, oh my God, I haven't paid him yet. I just totally forgot. So the whole time you're eating, and I think we're having this great conversation, in the back of your head, you're probably like, is this guy going to pay? Like, was this a favor? What's happening?
I got to go get a burger to get paid? No, you know what? Honestly, I probably, especially gigs like that where it's like fun and you're hanging out with your friends and comics you know, I have left gigs and been like, oh my God,
good.
I got to go back.
No, I don't feel so bad. Yeah. I literally got up to leave and I'm like, God, I got a wad of $4,000 in my bill. I got to pay John.
And so, that's how much I make per show.
Per show, right. You don't have to work. Yeah. So what, do you have favorite rooms in Wisconsin or favorite towns that are like that you equate to good crowds? Like I remember when I used to work in Milwaukee, I'd go, that's going to be a great week.
Yeah,
the Milwaukee crowd at the Comedy Cafe is great. Is it like that for you with clubs in or out of Wisconsin?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, obviously Comedy on State. I don't know if your listeners are familiar with the reputation the club has, but it's, I mean, just nationwide, you know, one of the best clubs.
Yeah.
So that anytime, you know, I have an official date with this club on the calendar, it's like, oh, I'm looking forward to that. The Skyline in Appleton, I haven't worked there lately. Switched ownership.
Right.
Yeah, years ago now. Boy, time really flies.
You haven't gotten around to reaching out.
I have been there, but it's not, I mean, it's a great club, but that was one when I was coming up and I was emceeing and then started featuring where it was just like every weekend was just fire. And that was great. Yeah. And the same with, like, you know, JD's Milwaukee.
Right.
I mean, you could tape a special on a Thursday night, you know, any night because there was just such hot crowds. They had such curated, trained audiences that know they're getting a good show, you know? And I think a lot of that has to be, is because of the security. Like, I mean,
yeah,
at Comedy and State's the same, you know, they nip it in the bud right when it starts. So people know, oh, this is not a room where you can be a loud, drunken fool. Yeah.
And all you have to do is a couple times, right?
And the
crowd gets the message. Okay, we're here to listen to this guy on stage, right?
And the bouncer, I mean, they're on top of it. They're watching and they're like, something happens, they'll come up and give them a warning. It's like, oh, they don't mess around. But you, I mean, remember, you worked the Comedy Cafe when JD was there?
He had just bought it. I had done a few, he came in to look at the club while I was on stage.
Oh,
so he could have just as easily not bought the club because of me. He always used to joke, you're the reason I bought the club. Ha ha. But so I met him the first night he set foot in there, and then he ended up buying it. And I did work for him a few times, and I think I moved. So, but I liked the previous owners. It was the same deal, like what you're talking about. They really were good at training the crowds, you know?
Yeah. I mean, JD's henchmen, you know, if you messed up, you felt like you were on a list somewhere, you know, like they would stand behind you and very firmly tell you, you don't do that in this club.
Oh, no kidding.
So, I mean, if people got out of line, you know,
what'd you do?
It wasn't me. I'm the comic. I was like, thank you.
Okay. I thought you meant
I'm comics. Not saying I didn't get thrown out of there.
Right.
There was a time where this is the scariest thing. Cause that's an intimidating club to be in, you know, JD and just.
It's an intimidating guy.
Very intimidating. So I'm downstairs and I don't know if I started my, I was hosting and I don't know if I started my watch, but one of them, Eric, comes running down. He's like, Peter, the headliner's done. Where the hell are you? And I was like, I look at my watch. I was like, whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Very fun. He's like, get up there. And I was like, oh, and my stomach dropped. I come running up. The lights are on. The headliner's like, tip your wait staff. Have a good night. So then I go on stage and right when I step on stage, they blast the music. So I was like, why did I even bother?
Oh,
and then I walk up to JD and I was like, I am so sorry. I don't know if I, and he said to one of his guys, he was like, get him out of here. He just grabbed me and took me outside. So I had to go back all the way around to get back in. I was just like, oh my God.
That was your punishment? Just kind of.
Yeah. I mean, he was like, yeah. I mean, when I got paid, he was like, you know, gave me a talking to.
Okay. But he used you again.
Yeah.
It was an honest mistake.
He liked me, but he knew I was a kid. You know, I was probably, I don't know, 20, 21. Like,
yeah.
I think they liked, this kid's, we could scare him. That makes us, that's fun. Let's scare him. Let's scare the young comics.
That's the voice of Johnny Beaner, Madison-based comedian, joining me here in the studio. He works all over. He's been on Letterman. He's had his own dry bar special. He works here at Comedy on State, downstairs at Comedy on State. How do clubs do that? Because is it about training the crowd? Like you can, I think, intimidate a crowd or send the message that they don't heckle. But that club in particular just had great people that laughed. You can't tell people to laugh.
Right, that's
and
true.
They booked good comics, but even the comics, I remember occasionally I'd hear about a guy who goes, that room rocks. I love it. I was like, oh, they're good for you too. Wow. You know, I mean, like, I hate to say that, but come on.
Yeah, there's rooms where it's like, if you can't do crush in that room, maybe comedy's not for you.
Right, exactly.
But that's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I want to say, yeah, they just know how to book good talent.
Yeah.
But you're right, because sometimes you're like,
Sheesh. All right, we're going to talk to, we have a comedy quiz we're going to give John, and then we have a clip of his comedy and a lot still to get to, folks. And Victoria Davis, a local journalist and award-winning writer, is here at 720. Be good to see Victoria. And what's your favorite beer? That's our question tonight. Very simple. There's no right or wrong answer. There's only your answer. So text us and let us know. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And it breaks my heart. When it did I fall, I wanna cry, cry, cry alone. When you're feeling blue, I'm waiting just for you. Someone's living for their love. Someone's living for their love.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. You got Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. My guest is Johnny Beaner, a guy who only drinks beer for health reasons. We've established that. You tell your wife that, honey, I have to drink. Yeah,
doctor's orders.
You know, I thought of you the other day because you have this great joke about holistic products. Uh-huh. Your mother-in-law, and you said you have soap with like sticks.
Yeah, sticks and rocks and pebbles. Oh, yeah.
I have a moisturizer that I just use. I just use whatever my wife has.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same deal. It's like I'm rubbing pebbles in.
Yeah.
It's like part of it is like honey and the rest is pebbles. And some of it falls off in the sink. It's just so bizarre.
Yeah. And I don't feel clean after I use that stuff. I'm like, I need my Zest or my Irish Spring.
Right. Do you moisturize, John?
No.
No?
My wife gets on me about it.
Oh, really? You don't put anything on your face after a shower?
No. Should I?
Wow. You've like, I mean this as strictly platonically, you have radiant skin.
Thank you.
There's no way you don't moisturize.
Can I record you saying that and play it to my wife?
Conrad, let's clip that. But am I right about John's skin?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's radiating through the stream.
I got to come on this show more. I'm coming into studio more often.
When you go to meetings in LA, I don't know how many meetings you had while you're out there, but like we would go into meetings and it was normal. Like my writing partner at the time, Greg, he's like 5 years older than me, and he looks like he's in his 30s. He just has skin. And it was not abnormal for just another man to say, you have beautiful skin. And the first time he said that, I was embarrassed. I was like blushing. He didn't say it to me. He said it to Greg. I was like, oh, my gosh, did I need to get out of here? Like, do these two want to be alone? It was the weirdest thing. But then I thought it was normal. It was just like... And why can't you say that? You know, it's not a big deal. It doesn't mean you're like,
all right.
I just didn't grow up that way. Chris Elfheim. Hey, Chris from Appleton says, grapefruit Radlers. I don't know what that is. It's a German Hefeweizen. Conrad, help me out. You're the beer guy here. Is it Hefeweizen?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Hefeweizen.
I think it is too, with more juice than a shandy. Oh, okay. That sounds delicious. Sharky from Racine. Love that name. Hey, John, wonder when I was stopped drinking, was the St. Paul NA I got to decipher this text. I'm sorry. Hey, John, wonder when I was stopped drinking, was the St. Paul NA I look cool, I look suave? Is that one of your bits? you know, this guy?
I don't think he has stopped drinking.
I'm glad you said that. He says, I drank it like I was a king and hope they still make that because of St. Paul with my very, very quality beer. And it was you, couldn't tell the difference per se, just didn't get drunk. So bingo. Conrad, you remember that text I read last week when I used voice?
Yes.
And it was just nonsense. I was texting Rob Thomas from about being on the show, and it was like, my daughter to school, take the, okay, Rob, see you next Thursday. Like, it just made no sense. Sharky, thank you for the text. We might need you to translate that a little bit, though. I don't know if you're using voice or having a few beers, but either way, it's fine. Jim from Appleton says, excluding microbrews because I have too many favorites to pick one, I'd have to go with Stroh's.
Hmm.
Wow. That was a great commercial in the 70s where it was a guy crawling through the desert and he's sweating and he's got his pants wrapped around his head and he's about to die. And someone says, offers him a glass of water. And he said, you know, I really had my heart set on a Stroh's. It was a great commercial. And then in the 608, AJ says, hi, Pete and Conrad. I hope you're enjoying Madison. I like beer. Huzzah. I hate to say it, but Spotted Cow is okay. It's kind of like Yinglings. You can only get it in certain places. The one beer that made me enjoy beer was Leinenkugel Dark, and it's hard to find. Otherwise, Vibtage Brew. See, I know so little about beer. I don't know if these are typos or if that's a word I just can't pronounce. But AJ says, otherwise, Vibtage Brewing makes a double ally called Dedication. That's awesome. Pack a punch, but would wonderful beer. All right, folks, you have to stop using voice text.
You got to proofread your text before you hit send.
And I'm the worst offender, I'm just saying. And then AJ says, no Packers, no life was wonderful. I hope it gets streamed somewhere soon. I think it will, AJ. I think Craig was saying last night at the party I saw him at that it is expected to come out at some point. We'll have some information on that. And finally, Christine from Slinger says, Corona, such a mild and great taste. I like Corona, too.
I like Corona.
Yeah. Very smooth, especially with lime. She says, my husband doesn't drink beer, but when he was working in Mexico, he drank beer instead of water, and he actually liked it. Oh, wow.
Hmm.
Gave up beer when he came back here. Okay. That's awesome, Christine. Thank you for the text. Thank you, everybody. Keep those texts coming. Johnny Beaner is here, folks. Madison-based comedian. What do you have coming up? Where can people see you?
JohnnyBeaner.com.
Yeah.
And as far as upcoming stuff, I thought I prepped before I came in here. Oh, Wauwatosa. April 18th. That's a Friday.
That's coming up. Okay.
At Venture Brew Company.
Nice. Friday night. Okay.
That's right.
So, Milwaukee peeps, check them out. Johnny, this is the great thing. I say this every time you're here. Was the last comic David Letterman booked who hadn't been on the show at that point.
Yep.
Am I getting that right?
That's correct. It was in January, and then he was gone in April or May.
It's one of the coolest things ever. My son was home a couple weeks ago and we were watching a bunch of Rupert G clips when Dave would be in his ear and he'd tell him to do stuff.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
He'd bring his people's water at the table and his thumb would be in the water. People would yell at him. It was so great. All right. When we come back, Johnny is going to take my comedy quiz I put together for him. We'll hear a little bit of his stand up and I don't know. Talk hecklers or road stories? You got one?
Sure.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out during the news. Civic Pandy's news team is about to tell you what's up. We'll be right back after this. More with Johnny Beaner, Victoria Davis coming up at 7:20. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I don't know what I'd do without you, babe. I don't know where I'd be. You're not just another lover. No, you're everything to me. Every time I'm with you, baby, can't believe it's true. When you lay in my arms, you do the things you do.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.